Have you ever stared at a situation in your family, in your church, or in Olympia and thought, Lord, I honestly have no idea how to pray about this? What if, in that exact weakness, the Holy Spirit himself was already stepping in, searching the deep things of God, knowing your heart, and carrying Spirit-breathed prayers to the Father that are perfectly aligned with his will for Washington? In this devotional, we are going to trade prayer paralysis for Spirit-empowered confidence and walk into the public square knowing we never enter a school board, hearing room, or office alone. The Helper goes with us and intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are in our series called I Am Convinced. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. Give us 5 stars if you're on Spotify. You can rate us, all those kind of things. We really do appreciate that. Also, if you are in the Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. And you haven't downloaded that app, go to your Google App Store or Apple App Store and download Washington Defender. It really will help mobilize you to know about our prayer tours, to know how to register your position on bills, to pray for your elected officials. Just so much that you can do within the app. You can grow. One source for a lot of conservative news and media outlets. Center Square's there. There's just a lot that you can check out in the Washington Defender app. So want to encourage you to download that today. Also, want to encourage you that if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very, very much. Your generous support helps us to create content like this and to take all the action that we need in Olympia, at school boards, and all across our state. There's 8 million of us living in this state, and we want to change hearts one soul at a time. So I hope you're enjoying these devotions. I hope you're participating and really sharing Jesus with your neighbor. All right, let's dive in. We're going to read the Word of God, what we're going to cover, and we'll break it down. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:26 and 27. So are you convinced the Holy Spirit is here to help you today? Like, the Holy Spirit is actively present in your day. Are you fully convinced of that? Because my hope is by the end of this podcast, you will be convinced of that. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. For to us God revealed the mysteries, them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. This is why you want the Holy Spirit to be with you. It's because the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except for the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Look at that. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. So the Holy Spirit is revealing to you today the things that are freely given to you by Almighty God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the spiritual, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. So as I go into this, I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit today. And if you think, man, this is just foolishness. This is silliness. I can't believe this. You might be a natural man. If it goes, yeah, that's the Word of God. That's the Spirit of the living God inside of me. God is causing you to grow and mature in the things of God. So let's go back to Romans. And we know this, that the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of man, and he reveals those to his followers. Here's what I want to be abundantly clear about today. If you are born again, if you have repented and turned to God and received the free gift of God's grace by the gospel message, then you are saved. And Jesus entered your life, the Holy Spirit's entered your life, and the Father entered your life. There's one God that we serve, not three separate gods. And the Holy Spirit takes up residence within your life. Every believer has the Holy Spirit inside of them. We want the Holy Spirit to be flowing out of us each and every day. So Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. First off, do you recognize that you have weaknesses? I think we do. And so number one, the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses. We have weaknesses that we are still working out in our inner flesh and our outer flesh. And the Holy Spirit is to help you with those weaknesses. You may be an elected official and you have a struggle with the fear of man. God wants to help you through his Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. He wants to help you with those weaknesses. You may be a father or a mother and you have some weaknesses, and God wants to help you with those weaknesses. So how does that happen? Jesus says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. So the Holy Spirit's your helper, that he may be with you forever. So when we confess Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells within us. Therefore, we will have that same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in us forever. That is the Spirit of truth. So what do we learn about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will always tell you the truth. So you say, well, how do I know it's the Holy Spirit, not just my own thoughts? Does it align with his truth? The Word of God is truth. The Holy Spirit will never teach you anything contrary to the Word of God. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. Remember we read in Corinthians, the spirit of the world versus the Spirit of Christ? They can't receive the Spirit of Christ if they don't know who he is, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. So understand this, that the Spirit is abiding in you, and you in the Spirit, and you in the Father, and you in the Father in you, and you in the Son, and the Son in you. It's all this intermeshing, you might say, like a hands coming together of being one in the Spirit. So we go on. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray. Have you ever not known how to pray? Your prayer life. Have you ever thought, like, how should I pray about this? Well, we may feeble together some words and say them to God, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession on our behalf. We're going to see that in just a few moments. But when we don't know how to pray, understand the Holy Spirit inside of you will help you out. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. So you can ask God to teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that God has said to us, and say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray these scriptures. Teach me how to pray over this situation. Teach me how to walk this out. He's your teacher. He will help you in those moments. He will teach you how to pray. That's why Paul says to Timothy, guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. That Spirit of God dwells in us. The treasure which has been entrusted to you. Or we can see the Spirit intercedes for you. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans too deep for words. So, if you have struggles with your prayer life, allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf. The Spirit himself intercedes. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning. So the Spirit of God is interceding for you. Isn't that great? Aren't you glad, even if you mess up all the prayers to God, that the Holy Spirit will begin to intercede on your behalf to the Father? In Romans 8:34, it says, who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. So we got the Spirit, the Holy Spirit interceding for us. We have Jesus interceding for us to the Father, and the Father receiving those prayers. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, isn't that just reassuring to know that the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ are both interceding for you? You may be thinking, no one ever prays for me. Not true. Are you a child of God? Have you been bought with a price? The Spirit of God is interceding for you. Jesus is interceding for you. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, not for ourselves only, but also for those of the whole world. So we have Jesus being that interceding advocate for us before the Father. I love that. I love the very fact that the Spirit's helping my weaknesses, that when I pray and I don't know how, the Holy Spirit's praying on my behalf. I love the fact that Jesus is interceding. By this, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Okay, that was the last part of 1 John. Let's go back to Romans. It says, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. So the Spirit has a mind. We don't think about this often. The mind of the Spirit. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of the Spirit. Are you seeing some patterns here? Are you seeing something at work in front of you right now about the Holy Spirit? Spirit's help. You have the mind of Christ. That's how that that Romans scripture just looked at, we looked at right before. Oh, no, that was in Corinthians. Excuse me. We started out with that Corinthians scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to turn there. The last verse of chapter 2 says, he who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Christ's mind, Christ's thoughts, the mind of Christ. So you have the mind of the Spirit, Romans 8:27. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit inside of you is interceding for you, calling you a saint, and he's interceding on behalf of or according to the will of God. I love that because sometimes I just don't know how to pray. Like I don't know what to say about this or that or the other thing. But to know that the Holy Spirit is making intercession according to the will of God, and the Spirit's intercession according to the will of God is, how do I say this, is always the right will, right? I mean, like, sometimes I question in my own prayers, am I praying according to the will of God? Is the prayer I'm saying, is this like an alignment with not my will, but your will be done? Or our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do I always pray according to the will of God? No. But I think the Holy Spirit fixes our prayers, and he encapsulates them, you might say. And it's according to the will of God. Isn't that powerful to think through that the Spirit is interceding according to the will of Almighty God? He's helping our weakness. So as you go into the public square today, what changes if you recognize the Holy Spirit is interceding for you today? Does that bring you some hope? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is interceding over the state of Washington today, making prayers and requests to Almighty God on behalf of us? Think about that for a moment. The Holy Spirit is interceding on your behalf and the state of Washington and your community and your school board and your workplace and your family and. What changes? Does that put a little bit of hope inside of you today? What changes if you recognize the Holy Spirit is willing to help you today? I know it may sound silly, but there's not one problem you can't stop. A computer problem, a car problem, a financial problem, whatever it is, and say, Holy Spirit, will you help me in this? I don't know what to do. I need your wisdom. I need your insight. Can we rely on, or maybe it is, yes, we can. So maybe it is, will we rely upon the Holy Spirit today like never before? I think through that for a moment. What if you said, I got this problem. Lord, help me to know how to fix this problem and allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession for us today. What changes if you recognize that the Holy Spirit goes with you today? He's your helper. So as you walk into that workplace, you open up the doors. I always picture like people's court when they opened up both doors and you walk in emphatically. That's how I see each of you guys today. As you walk into that workplace, it's like you're walking in and the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will have Spirit-filled eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, the frustrated, the depressed, the hopeless, that you have spiritual ears to hear and discern beyond what people are saying today, but really hear the heart, not to try to read their mind or play God, but to actually love them, to pray for them, to encourage them. The best days of what God wants to do for us are yet ahead. He has not given up on this yet, and the Holy Spirit goes with you today. That changes everything, doesn't it? Changes our day when we recognize that the Spirit of truth goes before you. Now, you need to know, and I hope you do, is this Spirit of truth that goes before us is not, will not, cannot tell a lie. It's truthful. So don't be deceived. If you're believing in a lie, if you're being manipulated by this culture, don't be deceived and say that's the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is inside of us, going before us, interceding on our behalf. That even this prayer that I'm doing right now, I believe the Holy Spirit is fixing and taking and praying it according to the will of God. Lord, would you bring Governor Bob Ferguson to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today? Would he know you in a deep and intimate way? Would every Republican, Democrat, Independent, every Libertarian, every person come to the saving knowledge of Jesus today? Lord, we know that's your desire. So would you put Christians in their path to be salt and light in the public square? Would you go before them that they would speak truth, that the power of the Holy Spirit would be upon their hearts and their minds today like never before, God? Thank you, God, for giving us your Holy Spirit to help us in our weaknesses. Holy Spirit, we know that you dwell inside of us. Speak to us, search our mind, search our hearts, convict us of anything that is not pleasing unto God the Father. Holy Spirit, would you go before us and intercede for us today? We thank you that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you, recognize that the Holy Spirit's with you today. As you go out and you defend and advance biblical values in the public square, God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.